The economy. Ah, the economy. It's produced a series of numbers this week that confirms, as if we needed it, that we're in real trouble. Inflation is still way too high. Jobs are being lost. Spending is down. Infometrics this morning are forecasting all of this is going to roll into next year, if you can believe it. Now, part of the whole issue is debt, of course. We owe a lot of money. The country owes a lot of money. Now, Steve Copper is from the UK. He's described as one of their best and brightest when it comes to the area of debt. Happens to be in the country at the moment, so we thought, why not, you know, tap into some expertise. And Steve Copper is with us. Steve, very good morning to you.
Hey, Mike, thanks very much for having me on.
No worries. Do you deal at debt in all levels, personal and national and everything in between, or not?
So it's largely debt owed by people and individuals to other people and individuals or government.
Is the world in trouble debt-wise? Have we borrowed too much on a personal level, and as interest rates go up, we're in shtuck, as we would say?
So I think we're holding too much debt, Mike. It's not always necessary that people have borrowed too much. It's just that the circumstances have changed around them. But certainly we do have a debt problem around the world.
And what's that based on? Is it lack of knowledge? When you borrowed at 1% or 2%, did you not realise it wouldn't be that way forever?
I think sometimes, Mike, you know, it can be anything from a relationship breakdown to a change in employment. And actually, at the time when people took out the loan or the credit card, it was absolutely fine and it was very manageable. But, you know, who foresaw the war in Ukraine? Who foresaw the cost of living crisis, COVID? It's changed the world for so many people.
How many debts do you deal with in terms of the type of debt? You know, to borrow for a house is not the same as borrowing for a car, which is not the same as buy now, pay later to borrow for a cardigan.
So in terms of how many debts, I mean, look, there are so many ways that people can get into debt these days. You know, everything from Amazon Prime to your mobile telephone bill to, as you said, buy now, pay later, which is quite a, you know, it's quite a scourge, I think, on society for some people. But actually, when used responsibly, all of these things are absolutely great. So you just need to be aware of the circumstances around people's lives. And it is a people game. It's not a numbers game.
I'm a very big fan of teaching more about it in school. Do you teach about it in school in Britain?
There are outreach pockets, absolutely. And we're doing quite a lot on financial literacy at the moment. It's been something that our regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, has pulled up. And, you know, we know that around half of UK adults have the financial literacy age that we would expect of an 11-year-old.
Unreal. Is that changing? Is it improving?
Well, it's too early to see that those numbers have been around for years now. And it's the same thing, Mike. You know, we do little outreach programs, but what we don't end up doing is actually putting something in systemic at a national level. And I think that's where we need to go with it.
Give us a top tip. Give us your top three tips. When people strike you in trouble, what do you say?
So the first thing is you need to reach out and speak to somebody about it. Debt doesn't go away. And there are some really good organisations out there. You know, I'm working with debt managers over here who will genuinely make an affordable repayment plan with you. Nobody wants to charge you more than you can afford because the plan will break and they'll end up incurring further business costs. So always reach out and speak to somebody. Always get free debt advice. So go and speak to a financial mentor, go and speak to a budgeter, and really work out your situation. And I know that's difficult for some people, but if you've got multiple debts coming in at you, that's exactly what financial mentors and budgeters are for. And then also work out, you know, are there any other barriers in your life to getting yourself out of debt? Because, you know, at the end of the day, what we try to do in this industry is get people out of debt, not debt out of people. And so, you know, it sounds like subtle ease and nuances, Mike, but actually that adopting a first do no harm approach is really important.
I like your style, Steve. Stay well in the country and appreciate your expertise. Steve Copper, UK debt industry leader.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.